This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves. 603-283-6160 if you want to do that. You can talk about the good news here. Lately, I've been seeing a lot of discussion about amnesty for people who made bad decisions during COVID-19. The people who supported the lockdowns, who supported the worst of the COVID tyranny, who supported firing people over not getting vaccines, who called people manslaughterers and said that they should be forced to stay at home, rounded up and put in camps. I mean, some of the worst of the worst should be given amnesty for their bad decisions. And we talked briefly about this, and I'm still of the mind that it's okay to forgive these people for their bad decisions, and I'm willing to do that. But they have to demonstrate that they've learned from those bad decisions. They can't just say, sorry? They have to admit why what they did was so wrong, and maybe admit that they overreacted.
And you know what? Like, sorry doesn't cut it when you're ruining people's lives. I mean, I know so many people who got vaccinated just because they were terrified of losing their jobs and their livelihoods. I mean, they had families and mortgages and bills to pay, and it just wasn't an option for them to not have a job. And they were so terrified of that, that they gave in, they got vaccinated, and some of them had really bad side effects. So many people I worked with when I was over at the hospital got vaccinated, and some of them were like, I really regret it. Like, I was really, really sick afterwards, or I don't know what it's doing to me now, or now my period's really heavy. Like, just a slew of different symptoms and side effects that they weren't told about before they got vaccinated.
No, and I'm smiling here, and that's kind of messed up, but I'm smiling because of the raw honesty in the statement that I do not know a single person who did not get vaccinated who now regrets that decision.
Yeah, and there's been a post going around on Facebook that basically says, those of us who did not get it, don't regret it. You know what
exactly.
I mean? If that even was a coherent sentence. But
the problem with that argument is that, well, no, the people who did not get vaccinated and would otherwise regret it are dead.
Yeah.
Because they didn't get vaccinated and they died of COVID-19 as a result of it. That's the counter argument. I don't believe that, but that's the counter argument that the pro-vaccine people would make. Well, of course.
Oh, for a second, I thought you were telling me that the people who got vaccinated and died from the vaccines regret it.
No.
Because that makes more sense to my brain.
The people who did not get the vaccines
and then
died of COVID-19 regret.
But guess what? Some of the people who got vaccinated died from COVID-19. I watched it happen. It was horrifying.
I know. There's no facts in any of this. And the allegation that COVID-19 killed those people who got vaccinated is, there's no way to prove that COVID-19 vaccines killed anyone. And there's no way to prove that not getting the COVID-19 vaccine killed anyone.
Yeah. Well, we have flawed data. I mean, we essentially weren't allowed to see the true numbers. And there are some people who are trying to pull it out, but, it's tough to get concrete.
Didn't Pfizer say they wanted, like, 100 years to fully release all of the vaccine data?
100 years?
Something like that?
I'm going to be dead. What do I care about that in 100 years?
Well, a U.S. court at some level said, no, Pfizer, you can't do that. You have to release this in a more timely manner than that. But they wanted 100 years or something along those lines.
Yeah, that way anyone who's been harmed by it is already dead.
Well, you can't do anything about it anyway.
They are immune
from being sued as a result of anything that happens because of the COVID-19 vaccines.
Yeah, that's why you sign that piece of paper before you get vaccinated.
I just remembered the original SARS vaccine. I think it was SARS. It may have been bird flu. It may have been swine flu or one of these other flus that didn't really seem to be that dangerous. And it was just sort of a cold that people were getting, and most of whom seemed to do just fine afterwards. But there was some vaccine for one of them that was out there killing people and crippling them and putting them in wheelchairs. I remembered that. I was like, I'm going to pass on this COVID-19 vaccine. Plus, having heard my entire life about how colds evolve too quickly to produce a vaccine against them.
Well, which is why we don't have a vaccine against the common cold, right? Like flu season, we always, every year, they take the data from the previous year and they try to make the best flu shot that they can make that will be the most effective, allegedly.
Yeah.
But coronaviruses don't work in the same manner that flu viruses do.
No, they evolve too quickly, and that's why we've heard our entire lives that they can't vaccinate against the common cold, the coronavirus.
You just need more doses. That's fine.
And then COVID-19 happened, and all of that was thrown out. Suddenly they could. And the argument they offered up at least made sense. Well, look, we're only targeting the spike proteins that are unique to COVID-19.
Yeah.
And by targeting those, no matter how much it mutates, as long as it still has those spike proteins, then the vaccine will still work. I mean, that at least made sense logically. It just didn't turn out to actually work.
No.
Because we have now all of these strains of COVID-19, and every time there's a new strain, they go, oh, it's vaccine resistant. Well, of course it is. That's how this works.
Yeah.
When you release a vaccine and you roll it out to 50% of the population, it's going to thrive in the other 50% of the population, and the ones... I don't know how to explain what it is I'm trying to explain, except that obviously the vaccine is going to evolve, the virus is going to evolve to get around the vaccine, because that's how they do.
In any other vaccine, I mean, if you get the vaccine and you, like, I'm trying to think of one, but whatever. If I got a vaccine for something, like polio, if I got the polio vaccine and then I got polio, wouldn't it be reasonable to conclude that that vaccine was ineffective?
It would. But if you would, you could still get polio, as I understand it. It just wouldn't do anything to you because your body would immediately recognize and know how to fight off the polio.
Well, exactly. But with COVID, it was like people were getting COVID, testing positive for it, and then still being symptomatic and sometimes even winding up in the hospital.
Right, when the appeal of the vaccine was supposed to be, not that it kept you from getting it, because as you in the health industry know, you're going to get it either way. The point of the vaccine is that it teaches your body how to fight it.
Yeah.
But if you're still symptomatic and you're still getting hospitalized and still dying, then the vaccine isn't doing what it's supposed to be doing. You could still get polio despite being vaccinated against it, but you would never know that you had polio because your body would just immediately kill it off.
Yeah, it's just like chickenpox vaccine. You know, you can be exposed to it, but you're not going to get sick from it.
And New York State has gotten sort of a blessing in the last day or two where I don't remember the time frame that we're dealing with, but the Supreme Court has said, hey, these 1,700 city workers that were fired for not being vaccinated, they're being reinstated and they're being given back pay. Mm-hmm.
So this was published on October 25th, so last week.
Well, it's good news for those people. I wish they weren't all cops. I mean, the firefighters I can deal with, and I guess the city employees I can deal with. But the cops, they should be fired for different reasons.
If you're going to remove the vaccine mandate for certain people in the city, you need to remove it for everybody in the city. If you're going to follow the science, science is going to tell you there isn't any danger right now in putting hundreds of firefighters, police officers, and emergency workers out of work. Is not in the best interest of the city. It is not safe. Couldn't
strong
agree more.
Words from them. It's surprising, but it does leave open the possibility of, we can reinstate the vaccine mandate in the future. I wasn't aware that the city of New York had any exemptions that it was allowing to people. When it says, you know, if you are going to allow an exemption to some people, you have to allow it to all people. So I wasn't aware that New York City even had done that.
Well, I think that's what they're talking about, just removing the vaccine mandate altogether.
Oh, that's right.
So I don't know if there were previously exemptions, and I think most workplaces and schools that were requiring it would say, you know, if you want, give a medical exemption, give a religious exemption, and either they would take it seriously and really study the document that you gave them, or they would just throw it in the trash immediately and be like, no, we're not actually doing that.
And I think what you're alluding to as well is that a lot of these places have just sort of lifted the requirements now that COVID-19 is over, right?
Yeah.
I have yet to be asked for my COVID-19 vaccination anywhere. And no one's asking me to put on a mask, or none of the employers out there are like, hey, we need to see your COVID-19 vaccination. So, yeah, if current employees are not being asked for it, then it makes sense that these people should be reinstated. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. There's more coming up, including representatives worried about how feminism is driving people to video games and porn. It's Free Talk Live.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Everybody is in control of the airwaves. You can talk about whatever you want, or you can talk about what we've been discussing, which is just the The people who are now having to backpedal on their behavior over the last several years in response to COVID-19 and the freakout that we saw as a result of this common cold. And China, of course, continues to freak out with their zero COVID policy that, as far as I can tell, just ensures that COVID-19 will continue to exist there, whereas here in the United States, things have gone back to normal, as far as I can tell, everywhere, and no one's treating COVID-19 like it's this deadly, deadly thing that it was originally purported to be. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in on that or whatever. I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. It's the best place to go to learn about cryptocurrency. If you're new to the subject tonight, as I understand it, Bitcoin is on its way up, presumably as a result of the Federal Reserve saying, hey, look, we're increasing rates again. But, of course, no one really knows why the value of Bitcoin is doing what it's doing. But you shouldn't just get into it without learning anything about it. Head on over to Bitcoin.com. Click Getting Started at the top of the page and just take a few minutes to learn about this important world-changing technology. You don't want to be one of these people who went on to Google and invested your entire life savings into Bitcoin, and then the value plummeted, so you panic. So don't be one of those people. Learn about it. Learn about why it's important, because it's not a get-rich-quick scheme. It's world-changing technology. Bitcoin.com is your source for all of that and all of the news and headlines to stay relevant, to stay up to date on all the news that's relevant to you. That's Bitcoin.com. Let's go to the phones. We have Creighton on the line from Louisville, Kentucky. Creighton, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I wanted to call in and talk about the actual vaccines that I've had. I've had, in the past, I've had the anthrax vaccine. I've also had the yellow fever vaccine. And when all this started coming out, I looked deep into it. I mean, I have enough background to be able to look at actual vaccine information and determine whether or not it's dangerous or not.
Okay, I certainly do not. I tend to rely on medical officials to tell me whether or not it's safe. Or, you know, unwisely, my own gut feeling. When the people promoting the vaccine can't give me a good answer about why it's a good idea, that's when I back away from it. Because I don't trust the pharmaceutical industry. And until, you know, COVID-19 happened, most people out there knew you could not trust the medical industry.
Yeah, well, I mean, a couple of years ago, I actually got the yellow fever vaccine for myself and all of my children. And I paid $200 a pop for that to happen because I'd done some research to know that it was worthwhile for us to do that. And I've had the anthrax vaccine before that. I got that in the military. And you can't even get that. It's so dangerous that they won't allow that in the public. But that was by far safer, in my opinion, than the COVID vaccine when it came out. So I refused. And I did everything in my power at my workplace to avoid it. And I successfully did. But
congrats. A lot of people did not. A lot of people had to look for alternative jobs, or they were just fired outright.
It's like this cult of personality wrapped around this idea that one vaccine, you refuse one vaccine, and then all of a sudden I'm a vaccine a denier or something like that.
And that's why I love that you're calling in and telling us this, because there is that common misconception that everybody who is refusing the COVID vaccine is an anti-vaxxer, and that's not the case at all. Many people who chose not to get this particular vaccine for themselves and their families have previously been vaccinated in the past. And, yeah, some of them went like all the way and were like, nope, I hate all vaccines now and they're sketchy. But there are still some people out there who are willing to look at the science, make their own assessments on things, and decide what they feel is and isn't safe for themselves.
Excellently put. It was alarming to me to watch all of this happen, because I don't consider myself anti-vaxxer or anti-science by any means. Thank you so much for the call tonight, Creighton. But suddenly I became lumped into the category of people who were like, vaccines cause autism. I'm like, wait a minute. I said,
I didn't say that.
I didn't say that. I didn't say anything along those lines. And I don't mind the vast majority of vaccinations. I'm vaccinated against a large number of things, and that's been a good thing. But this one, for whatever reason, the religiosity around it was such that you weren't allowed to question it legitimately. The science was settled, they kept telling us, and if you spoke out against that, you were just a heretic.
Well, and it's just a major red flag to me, because previously, you know, I don't like getting the annual flu shot. I just don't. And I've worked in healthcare for a long time, and I've always, you know, refused it. I have to sign a paper or whatever it is. That is the protocol wherever I was working. It's never a problem. Some reason, like, this COVID vaccine was a huge problem if you didn't get it. And like I said earlier, nowadays it's kind of loosening up, and you can get a job in healthcare again if you are unvaccinated, but it has to be the right place. And you have to really plead your case. I mean, I wrote a 7-page long letter, you know, describing exactly why this was against my religion. And it was very thorough, I think. I mean, I had to put a lot of effort into that
to
get accepted.
Well, let's keep going with the phones. We have Rob on the line from Vermont. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, what's on your mind tonight?
These flus that have been coming around, I don't know. I went ahead and I took the Johnson & Johnson, you know, because, it's a well-known name, you know, and I felt that I'd be, you know, less apt to grow a third arm out of your back. But my question is, you know, we had the Spanish flu.
What caused you to go ahead and get vaccinated?
A pressure.
Okay.
Yeah. You know.
I need to hear that.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm diabetic, you know, and I know that if I go near people that I got the flu or are sick, I just stay right the hell away from them. You know, because because I'm diabetic. You know, I mean, that could be, I could have a lot of problems with that.
But that especially seemed to be the case with COVID-19, where if you were diabetic or obese or had a number of other underlying symptoms, I remember diabetes was one of them.
Yeah.
You were more likely to be at risk of COVID-19.
And those were the people that I was personally seeing getting really sick.
Right. But I mean, but my question is, you know, we had the Spanish flu in the early 1900s, and obviously, they didn't have the technology for the vaccines and stuff like that. But how did that flu, it just went away on its own?
That's a good question. I remember people asked that around the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. What happened to the Spanish flu in the first case? I think it was just that people got it and they recovered and the flu evolved as flus tend to do. Now, I'm not a health expert. 603-283-6160. Maybe you listening know what happened with the Spanish flu. There's more coming up. It is Free Talk.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Fed Reserve is raising interest rates once again in a bid to fight inflation. The increase is 0.75 percentage point. The Fed has steadily hiked rates this year as inflation reached a record high earlier this year. North Korea fired more than 20 missiles on Wednesday, one of which landed near South Korea. Speaking to reporters on Wednesday, White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the missiles did not pose a threat to U.S. personnel or territory.
We, of course, condemn these missile launches and the DPRK's reckless decision to fire a missile below the de facto maritime boundary with the Republic of Korea.
The Philadelphia Phillies will host the Houston Astros tonight in Game 4 of the World Series. First pitch set for just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Invited to join us, 603-283-6160, if you'd like to do that. Again, the number 603-283-6160, and BullionMax.com now has the gold back. Use our link at BullionMax.com/FTL. They are still doing the silver starter package where you get 5 ounces of silver at employee pricing, which is a good deal, but more importantly, you can get the gold back directly through, which we've been talking about here on Free Talk Live for more than 2.5 years, just about. And as we, it may even be the 20th anniversary of Free Talk Live. We're not entirely sure. We're going off of what Mark has said, and Mark's memory isn't the sharpest these days, but he seems to think this is the 20th anniversary of Free Talk Live. So happy birthday,
yeah.
Free Talk Live.
I think this is very exciting. Happy anniversary, Ian and Mark. I'm happy for you guys.
Neither of you are on the show tonight.
Right.
But the bullionmax.com/FTL is where you want to go to check it out. We've been talking about the gold back here, not for 20 years on Free Talk Live. We've been talking about alternative currencies and libertarian things for, you know, 2 decades, but not necessarily the gold back, which hasn't existed that long. You can get gold and silver bullion there. I'm going to promote it because I don't think it's going to make that big a difference. They're giving away a silver back. Just a single silverback. It's 1/1000th of a troy ounce of silver. It's a meaningless amount of silver. That's like two.
But it's so exciting.
Yes, but that's like, I just want people to understand, that's like two hundredths of a penny's worth of silver.
Oh, really?
Or something. Yeah, well, an ounce of silver is worth about $20.
Yeah.
And this is a thousandth of an ounce of that. Quick, I think it's 2 pennies worth of silver then. Just quickly doing the math off the top of my head. Which is meaningless. You're not getting the silver back.
I mean, yeah, I throw pennies away because at this point they're worthless.
Dude, I hate
pennies. Just more dust on the floor, trash.
If ever there was a currency that the U.S. government needed to stop printing or creating, it's the penny. They do it on purpose. Oh, here we go. They do it on purpose, right? The penny is exactly sized so that you cannot just sweep it up or vacuum it up in the same way that you can a lot of these. Like most dimes or most coins, if they're meaningless, a nickel or whatever, you can just sweep it into the dustpan and it's just fine. No one's ever going to. But a penny is exactly the wrong size. You have to bend down and pick it up individually. And there's nothing worse than that because you're bending up, you're having to waste moments of your life to bend down and pick up this thing that is so worthless that it doesn't contain the amount of metal that makes it worth it to even pick that up. And there's nothing, no one wants pennies. No one wants to count pennies. If you have a coin jar at home, you don't put your pennies in there. You throw your pennies into the trash. Anything below a nickel is not worth keeping.
So I've seen some people make art out of pennies. So they'll like glue them to canvas and, you know, make different figures.
I could tolerate that.
And it comes out very, very. I saw one of Abraham Lincoln.
Nice.
So it was actually very good.
But the silverback, they're giving it away. You cannot buy one anywhere. But if you go to bullionmax.com and you spend a few minutes there, you'll get a pop-up asking you to take part in the giveaway. From what I can tell, it's legit. The giveaway, I think, is taking place in mid-December. I don't remember the exact date.
So get on it.
Yeah, it could even be the end of November. It was like 45 days when I first looked into it. And I want to say that was close to 2 weeks ago. So it may be the end of November. At any rate, it's an absolutely beautiful piece, and it's got this awesome little dragon on it, and they only made 10,000 of these things, and it's so beautiful. I want one so badly that telling you about it undermines the point of me getting it, because the more people who are competing with me, the less likely I am to get one. But here we are, bullionmax.com/FTL, if you want to find out about that, or if you want to purchase some goldbacks. Let's go to the phones. So we got Ridley on the line from here in New Hampshire. Ridley, you're on Free Talk Live.
Ah, right now you're talking to Ridley's pocket.
Sorry about that, Ridley.
Here we go. Sorry about that. Okay, so you guys have been talking much about the Libertarian Party folks crashed a congressional candidate event.
Well, we talked about it briefly during the first segment when one of our own, Joa, was arrested by police at the event.
Oh, my gosh. So I was just calling to report that, I guess, Carlin Borshenko, who's a Libertarian Party candidate, she reported
for what
that the campaign. She reported the campaign party manager for this congressional candidate, Don Bolduc, that he threatened to have her arrested, but she was not arrested.
What is Carlin running for?
She's running for governor on the Libertarian Party ticket, and she's been trolling a Bolduc because of his what she considers his hawkish positions on war issues.
Well, he does seem to be a war hawk. Ian called him a war hawk, and I don't know anything about Bolduc, but if Ian calls you a war hawk, I tend to think that's probably a fair assessment.
It's absolutely a fair assessment because that's his background, and I wouldn't be surprised if Don Bolduc had it in with the police, and it would be very easy for him to be like, hey, just go arrest that pesky person, you know, doesn't matter, make up some charges. It wouldn't, and this is all speculation, you know, this isn't actual factual information.
But they arrested Joa.
But they, you know, we have that, and it wouldn't surprise me if he was in with the police and would be able to pull some shenanigans like that just to get anybody that would disrupt him out of the way.
Absolutely. I think it's unlikely that he would try to have a gubernatorial candidate arrested, especially one who was running under.
Yeah.
I mean, the Libertarian Party here in New Hampshire is not a major party. It's the closest to being a major party in New Hampshire than it is anywhere else in the United States. But it's a contender at the very least.
According to the New York Times, it is.
Really?
Well, the whole Free State Project.
Oh, I don't know. Some people from NBC Boston were out today to talk with me, and we're rescheduling that in the future because they went to the event tonight, so to speak. So presumably, They have footage of Joa being arrested, and they're going to be covering that as they do their story on the Crypto Six and the New Hampshire Freedom Migration. All sorts of things happening in New Hampshire. I don't know anything about what's going on with Carlin, whatever her name is, because she got upset with me over some stuff that happened at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. No, there's no ooh to it, right? It's just completely stupid. Well, I do this event each year with Jeremy Kaufman and one other judge. The other judge tends to alternate by year. It's just the straight edge person usually ends up being the third judge.
Oh, the soapbox idol?
The soapbox idol thing.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun. Everyone loves it. Everyone has a good time. No one takes it seriously because we make it a point. While we're Jeremy gave someone points for bringing him a beer. I took points away from one person and gave them to someone else.
Yeah.
No one's taking this thing seriously, right? But she got upset over something I said about in response to her rant at the soapbox idol thing. And I didn't remember what the hell her rant was even about or what I said about it. So when the Porcupine Freedom Festival, when the Free State Project released the video, I watched it. I watched for her rant. And Jeremy called her a dyke or a lesbian, basically, something along those lines. And what I said turned out to be just completely innocuous. I gave her the same score that he gave her, and I didn't say anything strong one way or the other because, as it happened, I was the third judge to speak on that particular contestant. And when I'm the last one, I'm never mean because I don't want to leave them with the bad taste in their mouth. I'm just sort of neutral at that point. So I have no idea what I said that upset her so badly. Watching that video again, I'm like, what is she talking about? Because there's nothing here that's even remotely mean. You want to talk about mean? Let's talk about me dealing with Mo and saying I'm taking points from you and giving them to the little kid just because you didn't like the little kid. So, I mean, I don't know. I wish I could interact more with her, but the reason I learned about that was because Ian offered to put her in contact with me, and she's like, no, thank you. I don't appreciate how Aria interacted or how Aria could teach me or whatever the hell she said. I don't remember now. And it was just completely silly, and I don't even know what the source of the drama is in this case. I just know that there's drama there, and somehow I did it, but like watching the video, I'm like, I don't know. So I wish her luck on her governor's race. I don't tend to follow the Libertarian Party too closely. I wish them nothing but success. If I could just run as a Libertarian candidate, I absolutely would. And I love people like Jeremy Kaufman for getting out there and making that strategy viable. But I don't feel like my time is best spent on that, on achieving that goal. Other people like Carlin and Jeremy are working for that, and I support them wholeheartedly in that endeavor. 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night?
EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
You are invited to join us. Speaking of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the tickets for it are probably going to sell out just like they did last year and the year before. It's a huge festival at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. However, we have our own event there that we call Fork Fest. It's a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and there are no tickets for that. So, I mean, to be fair, it could be sold out as well, and we just wouldn't know it because we don't sell you tickets for it. But if, you know, if Rogers Campground is full, they will tell you and they will refuse to sell you a ticket, or they will refuse to reserve your site, because that's all you need is an RV site, a motel room, or a camping site with Rogers Campground for June the 15th through the 18th. We're going back to where it all began, putting Fork Fest in front of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And I think this is the right move. I think it would have been better to do it last year, because the year before that was the victory year. That was the year where we could all look around, pat ourselves on the back, and say, guys, we did it. Well done, because that was the year that FUD played there. It was a big year. Everyone was there. Everyone had a fantastic time. I was like, that should have been the ultimate Fork Fest year, and after that, we should have gone back to being at the beginning. But, you know, other people had to come around with that. I couldn't just be the only one celebrating Fork Fest. I guess I could have been. But I didn't want to be the only one celebrating Fork Fest at the beginning. However, this year when people saw that, you know what, maybe Ari's got a point. Maybe we should go back to the beginning of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And I think that was the right call, because people were arriving there early the 2 years ago for Fork Fest's big year. And they were arriving there early last year. And they were arriving early there this past year. Every year people go there early, but they don't necessarily stay later.
In 2 weeks is a long time, especially, you know, for you running the show out there for like 2 weeks straight in the middle of a field campground, you know, it's a long time.
It's a lot easier when, like, I have Ian there with me.
I can imagine, yeah.
Then we just sort of split the responsibility, and it's so much easier. But, yeah, two weeks of that. This was last year. I remember being miserable through it last year, and I was trying not to do that this year, which was why all of last year I was like, someone from Free Talk Live will be there. I made it a point not to say that I would be there. Because that's how I got, I don't want to say strong-armed into being there last year, but that was how I was kept there last year because I had said throughout the entire previous year that I was going to be there. It's like, I can't leave because I told everyone I would be here. So I stayed, right? So I made it a point not to say that the following year, but I ended up having to be there anyway.
Yeah. And surprise, surprise to all of our listeners, I'm not very much help when it comes to all of the technical side of things.
Oh, yeah, so. But you're a tremendous help with, like, actually doing the show, and that's more important than anything. Like, otherwise, I just have to be there to, like, press a button, right? That's the easy part.
Yeah.
It's pushing. You just have to know which button to press and when to press it.
Well, that just makes it sound sad now. It's like, wow, she can't even press a button.
Well, you can. We just haven't bothered to train you. Because, like, you can train a monkey to do that, right? But you can't train a monkey to sit there and have intelligent conversation with someone and bounce ideas back and forth and have an engaging conversation. It is. Whereas pushing buttons is like, dur-dur-dur, I pressed the button, boss. We're good to go. But anyway, speaking of pushing buttons, let's go to the phones. We have Major Payne on Free Talk Live. Major.
Hey.
Welcome to the show. Hi. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you've given me the trifecta here. As far as this politician who you evidently rubbed her fur the wrong way, anybody with that fragile of an ego, you falling into a relationship, you're just setting yourself up for more trouble. She's obviously weak-minded.
I don't think she's weak-minded. I think there was a misunderstanding, and I wish that I was able to resolve that understanding, but when I spoke with her about this publicly on Twitter, it wasn't an even match. She came at me like I was honored to have her even responding to me. Right?
Oh, because that's weird.
Well, that's how people with like 70,000 followers on the internet
no,
are.
No.
Like, I'm this big person.
That here. Means nothing to me.
No, they're like, you should be honored about the possibility that of even being on my show. I'm like, what show?
I don't know. So I'm going to have to side with Major on this one. I think it is a pretty weak-minded vibe I'm getting from this person.
I don't know
her in person.
I like her, and I wish the best for her. And I don't think it's any of that. I think it was just a misunderstanding that could have been worked out. And it could still be worked out, but we have to actually have a one-on-one to actually do that, and that hasn't happened. Regardless, I still support her candidacy for governor of New Hampshire as a Libertarian candidate.
Well, the politicians, the Hollywood stars, they all live for applause. And anybody sticks their tongue out at them, they just go, shudder in fear.
And I don't think she's that type of person, you know, because she is a Libertarian candidate in New Hampshire, so I don't... She's not like that typical political star, but.
All right. So on to the copper. You guys were complaining about the pennies.
Yep.
Up until.
Oh, well, it's not copper.
Yeah, it's zinc.
Yeah, I know. Now they're not, but the old pennies are worth 3 cents a piece.
Mm.
That's the point I was getting at. Old copper pipes up until late 70s, maybe mid 80s, all your copper plumbing was made out of number one copper. That is no longer available.
And that's why they no longer make the penny out of copper. I mean, it makes sense from an economic... I mean, no, look, it's another, if your currency that's worth one penny takes more to manufacture it than it's worth, then your economy's broken. Stop. Start over. Burn it all down and start over.
Well, save the old pennies, because like I said, they're worth 3 cents. The old nickels are worth seven.
One of the great benefits of my job is that I'm the only one there who knows anything about this, so like... And I'm the one who's always doing the money there at the end of the night. So, like...
Trading your change.
Yeah, so I get first dibs, and you can see that 1970 dime from a mile away. It's so obviously silver, and it so obviously gets put in my pocket with a cheapo modern dime going in instead. And no one cares, right? Because...
Yeah, it's 5 cents is 5 cents.
Yeah, I'm just swapping out a dime for a dime, and you can be guaranteed that dime's going into my silver collection. And
yeah,
I wish...
In about 78, I was pumping gas, and this woman came in with seven silver dollars. I couldn't get the greenbacks out of my pocket fast enough.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Luckily, I have my bosses and my owner's permission to fully do this. So it's not like I'm hiding in the first place.
Yeah.
They know I'm not stealing from the company, and they don't care. They're not interested in silver in the first place.
Well, you know, if the drawer checks out, it checks out.
That's exactly it.
As long as the till balances. Exactly. As long as the till's balanced.
And
well, you guys were talking about the vaccine and whatnot.
Yeah.
And, well, I'm of old European ancestry. My bloodline has survived every plague that's been cast upon humanity. And I have not heard any of these backpedaling apologists say anything about herd immunity. which they all scoffed at.
Herd immunity is the idea that if enough people are vaccinated or if enough people are immunized against a virus.
No, herd immunity is if enough people catch the disease.
Right. That's why I changed my word into not being vaccinated, but immunized.
Oh, vaccine, because this isn't a vaccine. It's a plague in a needle is what it is.
I can't disagree. I will say that out of all of the people I know who got the vaccine, none of them seem to have negative side effects that I can identify.
My brother-in-law dropped over dead 2 weeks after he had the vaccine, fell over like a tree.
And I've heard so many of those stories.
Yeah,
my sister came home from the grocery store and found him face planted in the carpet.
That is so terrible.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear it.
Any coronary catastrophe, they just called it a heart attack. They
just
blame it on the log jams from this damn helmeted blood cell.
It is frustrating to hear those sorts of stories, but again, I'm just speaking from personal experience here, and my personal experience is that I don't know anyone who died of COVID-19. I know of some people who died from COVID-19, and the closest person I know who died of COVID-19 was my sister's ex-husband's father, who was this obese person who did not take care of himself, diabetic, ate Burger King for breakfast every day for 20 years, just fully deserving death. Now, also a despicable human being. No one was sorry to see this person go. That's the only person I know who died of COVID-19.
Rich was a dentist, thought of U of M. He was damn near vegan. He was a little thicker than Abraham Lincoln and about as tall. I mean, he only drank wine. This guy was a health nut compared to me.
I don't know how only drinking wine falls into being a health nut. It is good for your heart, as I understand it, but, like, chugging three bottles a day.
No. They'd have a couple, three cups after dinner, him or my sister.
Okay, yeah. As I understand it, that's relatively good for people. It's the equivalent of taking an aspirin a day, one of the 81-milligram aspirins a day, something like that. I'm not a health expert, so don't get me wrong. I tend to think that if you have a headache, take aspirin. If you feel great at night, drink some wine.
Yep, checks out.
So either way, you're sort of achieving the same sort of goal, but I'm sorry to hear that about your brother. I mean, obviously, people have died seemingly from the COVID-19 vaccine, and people died from COVID-19. I don't know the numbers in any direction, but it's all bad, and I wish that we as a society could just move past it. There's more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.